Glory, 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 glory. Happy Friday. Hey, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made for you, for me, for us all. He paid the price. So don't think twice. Don't be a chump. Be a champion. And don't just sit in that sin. Wake up to win. It's going to be prime time, rom time with Kristen, obviously, this morning. It just happens. Like I say, Dr. Seuss ain't got nothing on me. No, for real. But that actually reminds me of when I had my kids living in Mississippi with me. Their dad was overseas in Afghanistan. And I actually, for Dr. Seuss Day, made some ham, little pieces, and did green eggs for them. Yeah, they weren't spoiled eggs, but, you know, food coloring. Okay, it works. But, yeah, that didn't go over so well. And I don't know that went over so well for anybody, any parent, but, you know, it could have been their favorite color. But seriously, I hope you have a good day. It's up to you. You have the choice. So you do have that chance for positive change in your life, and that's going to be through Christ. Whatever you're sitting in, if you have not come to the Lord and really, really just getting the knowledge of Him and what's in the book of life, because it's about you. This is your life. This is, you know, a lot of people will, you know, think or say certain things to me, and it's like, you know, I can just feel it. They don't even say it. Kristen, like, what are you doing this weekend? What do you do during your weeks? What, you know, work, ministry, church stuff, and helping souls that are lost. Why? Because I have been there, lost, and I've been found. And there's nothing in this world that Jesus can't do for you. There's nothing that God has not seen. He has seen it all. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And there's just nothing that He can't do for you. So that's got to be up to you to receive that, to want to receive that, and going into the Word and just putting your arms out and saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I love you. I just want to surrender whatever is bothering me. What is on my heart? What is twisting up in my mind? Because the enemy has come at me. The world has come at me. I have maybe conformed to the world, and I just want to be released of that in Jesus' name. So the lack of knowledge, though, is the reason why many will perish. And, you know, Jesus came to give life, abundant life, abundant, that word. We could just pick out a few words here and there in scriptures, and they mean so, so much, because God is a big God. You know, we put limitations on things in life, but He's God Almighty. We don't put limits on Him. When you start to do that, you put limits on what's going to be possible in your life. So wake up to it. I'll say it again. But, you know, I want, you know, every morning, I'm going to say it right now, on my way to work. I've got a couple minutes to be there. I'm the last minute person. Hair's wet. Have the right shoes on. And I'll just tell on myself real quick. My mom always said, it's better, Kristen, to just tell on yourself. And, ooh, somebody hit the Taco Town sign last night. Or it felt, no, it looks like somebody hit it. That would have been a bad car accident. We'll still have Taco Tuesdays. Praise God. I pray that, wow. Okay. There's a place called Taco Town where it is down. The huge sign. I'm not talking about a little paper sign. I'm talking about a metal pole. So, praying that person or people are okay. But, so every morning, you know, I'm go, like, maybe it takes me a minute. I'm still not awake till about 10 o'clock. Like, you probably couldn't tell, right? Because my mind's just, but seriously, I'm not. But by the time I get to work, because I'm getting ready so fast, you know, I'm not one of those people that lays out my clothes. You know, I go find my clothes in the morning. I'm found, my clothes are not, but working on that. God, can you help me? He's like, you know, Kristen, it's up to you, right? So anyways, I get to work and I already looked at my shoes, but I swear, you know, I'm just going, and I'm in my own world. I'm talking to God. I'm just talking to my dog. I'm talking to myself. Quit my job maybe 12 times in my head. No, not really. I'm not going to do it, y'all. Don't worry. But I look down when I get to work at my shoes to make sure I put the right shoes on. Because I wasn't really paying attention enough to what shoe I was putting on the left, what shoe I was putting on the right. And then there's a scripture in the Word that speaks of that. Do not turn left, do not turn right. But looking down and seeing where your feet stand on the ground, once you are able to just plant those and be able to walk freely in His love, that is everything. That's going to be a game changer in your life. You are loved, you are loved, you are loved. Whatever you're sitting in, get up, get up. Get up out of that slumber. Get up. Obviously, I'm gonna post this on Facebook. So if you are listening and you need prayer, we all need prayer, right? If you need prayer, please message me. Please message me. You know, let me know what you need prayer for, because the power of prayer is amazing. But you've got to want to receive it. You've got to want to receive it. You've got to have an open heart to that, an open heart to Jesus. He doesn't want it chained down. So anyways, look at your feet in the morning, what shoes you're putting on. What shoes are you going to put on today? Are they going to be the leopard print ones, like I say, that walk by faith, not by sight? Yes, I wrote on my shoes. They have been actually, I have two pairs. One is, it's walked a lot, but it is, they're not really good to wear out and about anymore. But anyways, walk by faith, not by sight. I wrote those on my Vans because, you know, I it's about a statement to show one message. And it's actually been a conversation starter, which begins in fellowship, you know? So, yeah. What shoes are you putting on today? Ask yourself stuff. I'm always saying why, who, what, when, where, why, Kristen, you know, like asking myself questions. And one of the things that's on my heart, because better believe I go through stuff. I wake up to win. Yes, I do. But doesn't mean that I'm not working on myself every single day and going to the Word, meditating day and night, doing what I can in each moment that, you know, I'm led. To help other people. I'll say Luke 10:2, the harvest is plentiful, the labors are few, and there are so many out there lost. Even the 99 good ones that are found for that one that is lost, that one sheep. Maybe you're that lost one. He left the 99 behind for me. He'll do it for you. And He's been there the whole time. So yeah, don't second guess yourself. Get those, go ahead and, anytime anything does not, you know, that is not of love comes to you, any voice, you just cast it out in Jesus' name. You go ahead and start to pivot every time. Pivot, pivot, pivot. It's like a basketball game. Right on top. It's like a basketball game. Just, you know, pivot. Turn. And turn to Him. Because He's waiting. I mean, He's not really waiting, but He's wanting. He's wanting you to make that change. He's wanting you to trust in Him. He gave it all for you and me. So He loves you very much. Don't you see? Don't you see? Green eggs and ham. Oh, Sam, I am. God bless you. You are blessed. Have a good day.